This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Let's continue our discussion of coins a little bit. One of the most fascinating things, kind of like almost humorous, certainly chutzpahdik, associated with Jewish coins of the ancient period, particularly once we get to the period of the Great Revolt in beginning in the year 66, is that Jews who produced coins in the land of Israel during the Mishnaic and Talmudic period were typically not minting their own coins because mints were a type of factory that were very jealously guarded and controlled by the ruling authorities. Coins have incredibly important propaganda value in an era when you don't have like modern advertising like billboards, and you certainly don't have like ads on your Instagram feed or something like that. One of the things that circulates are coins. And so what's on the coin really says a lot about the power of the political authorities. Coins typically have the face of the ruler on them in order to reinforce that person's dominance over the territory. So what happened during the Great Revolt is that, and we see this also during Bar Kokhba, is that the Jews would take Roman coins, they would heat them up, and they would re-stamp them with Jewish impressions. Like this one here, which is a rebel coin. You can see on the left, it says in Paleo Hebrew, Shekel Israel. And then it says, what it looks like a shin and then a backwards dalet. That's in Paleo Hebrew, the year 3. It's actually a gimel in Paleo Hebrew. And you can see some kind of, it looks like a kiddush cup or maybe the laver on the side. And then on the right, you have the words Jerusalem the Holy. But these were actually Roman coins that were simply heated up and re-stamped with Jewish words and symbols. A chutzpah. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.